to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a education, consulting, coaching program for people who want to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate. We have members join that have never owned rental real estate before. We have members join that already have 5,000 units. What they have in common, they just want to take it to the next level. To put it in a nutshell, all we're doing is teaching the average person what the rich teach their kids. You know, it's not that the poor and middle class don't want to teach their kids the right things about money. It's that they can't. They just don't know. And so the reason people join Total Wealth Academy is because they want to get around millionaires who know the principles, know the practices, know the best practices of what it takes to become a millionaire. It's that simple. And 70% of the millionaires in the United States used real estate as their main vehicle. So that's why we chose, one of the main reasons we chose real estate. Now, yesterday's show got a lot of response, and it was really a relatively simple concept that I spread over a couple of segments, that it's the concept that someone has to be the leader in the relationship for finances. That the concept, you know, and I poke fun at this because it's just hilarious. It's the, oh, I don't make any financial decisions until I speak with my spouse. Really, how long y'all been doing that? 30 years. And you're broke. Stop doing that. It's a cop-out. You're hiding behind, oh, I would have done it, but my spouse didn't want to do it. And so you take no action. And I made the point that anything with two heads is really a serpent or a monster. It's not functional. You can't have two people in charge. Nothing will ever get done. I even gave the example of where me and three of my good friends bought a single family house together. We were going to do a partnership and, you know, had these grandiose ideas that we were going to do a couple hundred houses and blah, blah, blah. And we had this idea that each of us would share the responsibilities equally. We couldn't even get a picket on a fence replaced. And the reason was there were four heads on that monster. Everyone was in charge, which by default means that no one is in charge. No one is responsible, because you can always say, I thought it was his responsibility. I thought it was her responsibility. Nothing ever gets done. So, I got good. By the way, I got good and confused. I didn't get any negative. That's, now that I think about it, just some people were confused where they're like, well, what do you do? What do you do? Someone has to be in charge. Someone has to be responsible. It's not that you discount, let's say it's the woman in the relationship and she's going to be the financial leader. It doesn't mean that the man doesn't get to put their input in. They do, and it's taken into consideration. But the ultimate responsibility has to be on one person so that they can make the decisions, take the actions, necessary to achieve the goals they're trying to achieve. This staring at each other, waiting for the other person to make a decision, it just doesn't work. You know, those of you that have been using and hiding behind that, oh, I always talk to my spouse before I make any financial decisions, you got to understand that's exactly what you were doing. You're hiding behind your spouse. That way you can blame them. Oh, I would have done it, but she didn't want to do it, or he didn't want to do it, or whatever the circumstance is. It's an easy cop-out. As painful as this sounds, the two of you need to get together, if you're in a long-term relationship, and decide who's going to make the final decision. That's the only way anything is ever going to get done. For me, I chose to take the responsibility in our family for our finances. And my wife has always been incredibly supportive and incredibly has incredible input. There's many decisions that I've changed as a result of her input. But bottom line is, I get to make the final decision. Now, there's other things in the family. She's the final decision maker. In fact, there's many, many things she's the final decision maker, because my energy needs to be where? My energy and brain power needs to be focused on wealth and income. So she decides, and some of you are going to say, this is not as important as money. Couldn't disagree with you more. She decides when we vacation, how we vacation, where we vacation. She decides how much, what our home budget is. All kinds of things that, if you think about balance, are just as important as what I do. And I think it comes down, the reason I believe that is because if it weren't for her taking control really of almost every other aspect of my life, I could never have achieved what I did. You know, and let me make this very clear. The very first 4, maybe 5 years of our relationship, she was the breadwinner. She was the boss. And it gave me the opportunity to dream, to work on my ideas, to educate myself. And then as soon as the income flip-flopped and I was making, you know, 5, 10, 15 times as much as she was, then it flip-flopped to where I was the breadwinner and we kind of switched roles. So it can change over time. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. You must understand that 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. We help stop that by teaching our members how to use real estate to build a second stream of income that meets and exceeds all of their wants and needs. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we've been discussing leadership, making sure that in your household you've got the responsibilities laid out. This is how a great partnership works. You take all the responsibilities and separate them. And one person is responsible for each of those responsibilities. One person. Now, let's say it's a traditional And the wife says, look, I'll take care of the laundry. Does that mean you can't take care of the laundry one day? Absolutely not. That means, well, as we've discussed in the romance part of the radio show, it's really advisable that you do the laundry once in a while. It's advisable that you do the dishes. It's advisable that you cook dinner. Giving her a psychological break so that she has the energy and the motivation to be romantic. That's a different show, I guess. But if you look at a good partnership, it's delineated. You know exactly who's responsible for what. And there's no he said, she said, he was supposed to do it, she was supposed to do it garbage. And you break your family. This is the other thing that I haven't brought up in quite a while. You do understand your family is a business, right? Your family is a little business. It has income. It has expenses. It's a little business. And you ready for this? It's supposed to run at a profit, not paycheck to paycheck. That one always shocks people. It's supposed to run at a profit. So if you would start treating your family like a business, don't forget the love part, though. But then again, I love my employees. I mean, almost as much as I love my kids. So love really has to be a part of a business or a family. So it really is just like a business. A good quality, well-run business is the exact same as your family. And you should get together one day and delineate it and write it down and go, look, I'm going to have respect for your opinion. I'm going to get your opinion, but I'm going to make the final decision, period, on this section. Then you make the final decisions on that section and that section and that section and that section, and I'll do this section and you do that section, and just break down every responsibility there is. Will there be some that overlap? Of course. When you're raising kids, you need both the female point of view and the male point of view. You've got to have it. I'm trying to think of anything else that's really overlapping. That's probably the only one where it overlaps. But even then, there's going to be each event is going to have to be delineated. Meaning, okay, you're going to be in charge of helping the kids with math. I'm going to be in charge of helping the kids with chemistry. Even that can be delineated and assigned. And then the rest of it is really just leadership is by example. Teaching your kids is by example. And both of you being good people is the basis of having good kids. So really that's as much as I wanted to cover today, because we hit on it pretty hard yesterday. But just remember that phrase, anything with two heads is a serpent or a monster. It doesn't work. It's not effective. Someone's got to be in charge. Someone's got to be responsible. Someone's got to make the decisions. So, all right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And if you feel a little shy, you feel like you got a dumb question, please send it anyway. Just put anonymous in the subject line, and I won't use your name. Anonymous in the subject line. Don't put anonymous at the bottom, because I've already read it by then. Anonymous in the subject line. Okay, let's go to a member question before we get on with the material. This is from Matthew, and I'm going to read it because it's a well-written question. It says, as I look at my first flip property, I have a wholesaler asking what level of distress I am comfortable with. Do you think I should avoid flood houses or other extensive damage? If so, should I look for basic cosmetic repairs to start off with? Well, Matt, the first thing you have to understand is that you're leveraged. You don't have to worry about what you can rehab, because Matt, if you're picking up that saw or that paintbrush or that piece of wood and you're doing the work, then you've forgotten everything I taught you. You are not doing this work. So you don't care how much damage there is to the house. You're going to use Fast Track Roofing and Remodeling or Enrique Gonzalez, and they can do everything except foundation. And we have foundation companies for that inside the members area. So short of new construction, meaning where you go in and raise the building, tear out the foundation and start from scratch, I don't like that. But I don't care if that house has to be stripped of its drywall. I don't care if the whole electrical has to be replaced, the whole plumbing has to be replaced. These people can handle it. It's just, and some of you can finish this sentence, what is a repair? It's just a number. That's it. You don't have to have the skills to go in there and put up crown molding. You don't have to have the skills to put in granite, replace a toilet, replace a bathtub, none of that. You're leveraged. You're leveraged with these other people's expertise. So, Matt, don't be afraid of anything, with one exception. You asked about the flood. If a property has flooded more than once in the last 10, 15 years, that's a problem. If it only flooded once in Harvey, I don't care. That's a 1-in-100-year event. Unfortunately, we'll be dead before we have another Harvey, hopefully. Wow, that's weird. Hopefully dead. So keep that in mind, Matt. You're not doing the repairs, so don't limit yourself based on your capabilities. You have unlimited capabilities with great companies like Gonzalez and Fast Track. They can do anything. I've literally bought houses that were nothing but studs, bricks, and the roof had to be replaced. These guys can put in full electrical system, full plumbing systems, AC systems, heating systems, hot water, everything. So do not hesitate to take on the biggest challenge, because you've got great people on your team, Matt. And I hope that helps. See if there's anything else. Nope, that is it. Okay, phone lines are open. 281. 281-558-5738. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. I'm sorry, I was trying to read a email from a member, but this is a private question, so I will not put this on the air. Let's go to this next one, and then we'll get back to our materials. Whew, let's see. This is Kyle, and he's asking for title companies that will close wholesale deals. You know, wait a second. Let's open the wrong page. Kyle, this is a big mistake that wholesalers make. Wholesalers, almost every wholesale program out there is backwards. They tell you to go find the property first, then find your buyer, then find your title company, blah, 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 blah. That's all backwards. You find your buyers and your title company before you ever look for a deal. Colin, I'm telling you, if you walk in to just about any title company, Tell them exactly what you're doing. The first person you talk to probably won't understand it. The second person may not. But by the time you get to the third person, somebody's going to go, oh, we've done that before. Absolutely. No problem, Kyle. Or they say, we've done that before. We didn't like it. We don't want to do it anymore. Then just leave that title company. Drive two blocks in any direction. There's another title company. Go to that one. But find your title company first that understands what you're doing and can help you do it. Then your second step is to line up your buyers. Once you've got all your buyers in place, you should have no less than 20, and don't stop until you have 40. But as soon as you've got 20, go ahead and start looking for the deals. Okay, hope that helps, Kyle. All right, we are going to go to break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting platform for beginner and advanced real estate investors. We do passive investments in self-storage, apartments, strip shopping centers, hotels, mid-rise office buildings, assisted living, and more. Our members are able to use their IRAs and 401ks without tax or penalty to buy real estate and build passive income. To find out more, please attend our free sample class. Reservations at GetTotalWealth.com. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are about to go into something that a couple of emails yesterday requested, and it was to review in detail Tony Robbins' belief table. And when I refer to table, it's a four-leg table, not like a table of contents or something like that. It's a belief table. And I want to give you an example. This is a derivative of Tony Robbins' work, Andrew Carnegie, Warren Buffett, Peter Lynch, and a couple other billionaires. And it comes down to, you must understand that what holds up your beliefs, if the belief is the tabletop, what holds up your belief are the legs of your past experience. The example that I'll give is, you know that an electrical outlet will shock you. You have that belief. What holds up that belief should be your legs of past experience. But you don't really want the experience of sticking your finger in a socket to learn that, do you? No. So what we rely on is referral past experience. Simply put, when you were a child, you crawled or waddled towards an electrical outlet, and someone who loved you picked you up and said, wait a minute, don't go near that. That will shock you. It could even kill you. Very dangerous. Don't play with this. See, that's not your past experience. That's referral past experience. And that's a leg under that table that holds that belief up that electrical outlets are dangerous. When it comes to other beliefs in our lives, most referral past experience is not good. It's poor or unqualified, and in many cases, dangerous. The example I'll give you is Andrew Carnegie's example of diversification. If you picture Tony Robbins' table of beliefs and the letters diversification sitting on that tabletop, and then there's four legs, one at each corner, holding that belief up. Where do those legs come from? Well, if you used diversification and it made you a multimillionaire, then those are all your legs. They're your past experience. But if you're using diversification and it has not made you a multimillionaire, then it's referral past experience holding up that belief. Because you've never seen diversification work. You're relying on someone else's belief, referral past experience. As an example, I believed in diversification because one of the legs under that belief came from my parents. My parents taught me, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket. However, were my parents or had my parents ever been in the financial position that I wanted to be in? No. Does it make sense that that referral past experience was probably unqualified? It probably wasn't good past experience. Take it a step further. Let's go to another leg. In high school, my high school teachers taught me not to put all my eggs in one basket, but asked the same question. Were your high school teachers multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Were they in the financial position you want to be in when they told you that? They weren't, were they? So that leg of referral past experience is no good. So if you look at that belief table with the word diversification on the tabletop, we just knocked out two legs. Parents, high school teachers. Does it make sense that now you've only got two legs holding up that belief? That belief is now weaker and it's on the verge of wobbling and falling into disbelief. Let's take it one step further. Let's hit a third leg. College professors. Did you know that when I was in college, I audited a class with this girl, and the professor came in, complained about his car note, his house note, his pay, and then did guess what? Taught 150 students economics. Does it make sense when I say that his opinions were unqualified? That third leg is now gone. There's only one leg on one corner holding up that belief in diversification. How well is that going to work? It doesn't. Diversification, for me, fell into disbelief. I no longer believed it. I'd never met anyone diversified who was successful. Then, about that time, I started reading billionaire books. Warren Buffett, Peter Lynch, Andrew Carnegie, people like that. And what happened was, I came across this phrase from Andrew Carnegie, a billionaire. The poor and the middle class say, don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? Every one of us can finish that statement. If I get on the air and go, everybody finish this statement, don't put all your eggs, what? Every one of you can finish that statement. But how many of you know what Carnegie said about diversification 120, 140 years ago? Almost none of you. Guaranteed. What he said was, put all your eggs in one basket and spend your entire life making sure nobody kicks over your basket. Now, isn't it funny? We all knew the poor and middle class belief, don't put all your eggs in one basket, but few to zero knew what the billionaires say about it. Warren Buffett, Peter Lynch, Sam Walton, they all call it de-worsification, the way the average person uses it. De-worsification. So the key to this belief table is what you want to do is take any belief that you have. It could be like we discussed yesterday. Rental property consumes a bunch of time. I don't have time for it. Really? Okay, let's put that on the table and let's analyze the legs under it. Who told you that? Where did you get that information? What makes you believe that? And those will be the legs of referral past experience because you've never done it, so you don't know. You either made it up or you heard it from somebody who was a failure. Think about it deeply. Could a successful real estate investor tell you that real estate doesn't work? Could a successful real estate investor tell you that it consumes a bunch of time, it's not worth it? No. If you have that belief that real estate consumes a bunch of time, it had to have come from a failure, or you made it up to protect yourself from taking action. You want to use that table analogy on every belief that you've got. And what will happen is over a very short period of time, doesn't take too long, you're going to start to realize that almost every belief that you have came from somebody else. And the sad thing is, it came from unqualified people. You need a multimillionaire on your team. That's all there is to it. You need somebody who's done it and is living it and can show you how to live it. Because it really is just it's a complete flip-flop of the belief system of the poor and middle class compared to what the rich think, do, and what they pass on to their kids. So to study this, pick up Awaken the Giant Within by Anthony Robbins. Awaken the Giant Within by Anthony Robbins. And yes, you can get that in audio. Put it on your device, listen to it in your car as you're commuting. He explains it better than I do. And read anything you can get by Andrew Carnegie. It's just, the number one I recommend is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which is where he interviewed Carnegie, Ford, Edison, all those great men and women, and put their thoughts into a book. All right, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com. If you are interested in learning these principles that I keep talking about and learning how to build a second stream of income with real estate, attend our free sample class and I'll explain it in detail. It's nowhere near as complex as you would think. Nowhere near. In fact, it's simpler than your job. I don't care what job you've got. It's easier than your present job as a rule. Go to GetTotalWealth.com And there's a yellow button there that says free sample class. It's about an hour and a half long, 6:30 to 8 or 9 to 10:30 on a Saturday. You can watch it online or in person. Remember, you're going to remember 50 to 70% more of a live event than you will watching it online. So if you can, if there's any way you can get to it live, that is the most effective way to view it. But if you can't, or you're COVID, you're at risk of COVID, stay home and watch it. If you like what you see, take action. Go to gettotalwealth.com, click on the free sample class there. I've got a touching email I wasn't going to read out loud, but I'm going to. This is from a listener. I'm going to leave him anonymous. But he said, my wife and I were listening a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about needing $3 million to retire. It was so depressing to her, she turned off the radio. Try to find a more upbeat way to present the info. Numbers won't change, but the presentation can. You can do better. So let me do that, because I've dropped that bombshell in many places, and I try to make a point of explaining the good side of that. Now, what is the principle of you need $3 million in the bank to retire? It's the 4% rule. You're only allowed to take 4% of your savings every year to ensure that you don't outlive your money. 4% of $3 million is $120,000 a year, $10,000 a month. And 15, 20 years from now, you're going to need $10,000 or more a month to be in retirement. So that's why I talk about the $3 million. But it's based on the principle that it's ridiculous to try and save your way to retirement. That it's not a good strategy. Because no matter how much you save, what are you praying the moment you retire? You're praying that you die before you run out of money. So what if it only took $600,000, not $3 million, to produce $120,000 a year? See, that should be encouraging, not discouraging. But obviously, I did a poor job of bringing those two together for this family. You've got to hear both parts. See, isn't it much easier to save up $600,000 than it is $3 million? Take that $600,000, invest it passively in self-storage, apartments, hotels, like we're doing at Total Wealth Academy, and you're going to make about $120,000 a year for the rest of your life. And you don't have to pray you die before you run out of money. You can be praying, give me a long, exciting, healthy life. That's what you should be praying, not please kill me before I run out of money. So I apologize if those two got separated some way. Maybe I said it and then had to go to break and she turned off the radio. I'm not sure, but let her know I apologize for making it so dire. It is a dire situation, but there are ways around it. There are solutions. There are business models and best practices that solve that problem that do not require you to save up $3 million. Now, if you're still scared of, well, I don't even think I can save up $600,000, then you better join Total Wealth Academy and let me teach you how to do that. Because it can be done by anybody. It's going to be a combination of flipping and passive investing. It's that simple. All right. I hope that helps, and I will be very cautious to watch the clock and make sure I don't drop that bombshell right before a break, so that people don't even know that there's a silver lining to that comment. Oh, and also, Anonymous, thank you for continuing to listen and to email me. That was very respectful, and I'm grateful for you as a listener. Okay, let's go to another email that we got. Central Florida, Eric. Okay, he's actually listening online in Central Florida. That's cool. Where are the rental property deals? You know, I don't know a huge amount about Central Florida. Let me tell you what the big cities like Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, Atlanta, Orlando. You may be talking about Orlando. Actually, it is. You are in Orlando. Okay. You got to go to the outskirts and the little neighboring towns. The sweet spot in the United States for rental properties is the $150,000 to $250,000 neighborhood. The reason it's the sweet spot is because that's where you get the highest rent per dollar spent. Logic, Eric, would tell you that a $400,000 house will rent for twice what a $200,000 house will, but it's just not true. A $400,000 house sometimes rents for just a couple hundred bucks more than a $200,000 house. I was helping somebody analyze a deal, whether they were going to sell or not, the other day. They've got a $350,000 house that leases for $1,825. One of my $200,000 houses leases for $1,750. They're only getting 75 bucks a month more, yet their mortgage is double, their taxes are double, their insurance is double. They're losing money on that deal. Where if you'll stay, Eric, in the $150 to $250 price range, now I don't want you paying $150 to $250 for them. Make sure you're getting 10 or 15% discount in the all-in price. Eric, remember, it's purchase price, rehab, and closing costs. You got to add all those up. That's your purchase price. It's called the all-in. You always want to use the all-in price. Anytime people use the purchase price, they're slightly delusional and they're avoiding reality and not including the other expenses. So it's the outskirts of Orlando, and you have to take into consideration Disney World as well. You've got to go to the outskirts, moving away from Disney World, to really get into those neighborhoods that are $150 to $250. But with all that said, Central Florida is booming. The whole United States is booming, pretty much. I know there's some exceptions. But you're in a fantastic position based off the rest of your email. Okay. Yeah. And yes, okay, here we go. Yes, Central Florida is a great place for apartment complexes, self-storage as well. Let me see if there's any more questions here. Nope, that's it. Eric, thank you so much for the email, and thank you for listening. All right. Let's go to the next email. Email is open to you. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This is from a Sam. Advice on his first deal. Fourplex. I actually like fourplexes. Not always for your first deal, though. They're a little harder to run, Sam. They run more like a little bit more like apartments. The clientele can be a little rougher, especially, I don't see a sale price here. Oh, 220. Yeah, that's just 50,000 aside, and rents are, where are your rents? Yeah, the, total rents are 2,500. So when we, whoa, that's a low rent. Yeah, four goes into, yeah, that's a low rent. Sam, this may be a low-end property, and I'm going to email you and get some more details after the show, but I don't like this deal at first glance. But let's talk some more, and we'll figure it out. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. Take care.
Been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.